Leadership, like any human attribute, comes down to DNA and culture, nature versus nurture. Every skill necessary to become a great leader can, unequivocally, be learned and mastered by anyone. Full stop. That is the nurture part. The skills and the theory represent a defined field of knowledge that can be mastered. With the proper structuring and the opportunity to develop experience, any person can become a leader. Leadership is not limited to the workplace. It can include social groups or volunteer organizations, any place where the common goals and a healthy culture need to be structured. Here's where nature kicks in. If you ever saw me play basketball, you'd watch with your eyes wide open and your jaw dropped in wonder. You'd be wondering, is he really that bad or is he just clowning around? No matter how much nurture I get, I'll never overcome my terrible basketball DNA. There is one nature trait that is critical to becoming a leader, and it requires a very hard and honest self-evaluation. Do you really want to be the leader? Some people shun the spotlight or have no interest in guiding others. This is a completely fair and personal decision. However, it requires a strategic view of one's career path. If career progression requires leadership roles, you must either choose to accept the challenge and become the best possible leader or navigate your career into specialized, knowledge-based positions. Recognize the potential obstacle.